That gospel to me is always a little bit of a paradox or a difficulty, because we're not used to that custom of having the virgins there waiting for the bridegroom and going out in their lamps and all of that. So that's a little foreign to us. But nevertheless, the point is very, very direct, and that is that we need to have ourselves filled with the power of love, the presence of love. And that love has to be not just for other people, but for God. Because at the very end of that gospel, the parable, it says, you know, I don't know you. I don't know you. That'd be the worst thing that God could say to us, is I don't know you. I haven't seen you much. That is the real point of that parable, is that we are called to truly know God and to allow God to know us in the depths of our heart and of our lives. It's been interesting to me during this pandemic time how many people have said how much they missed for those couple months being able to go to Mass. Mass virtually was not the same, and I understand that very clearly. People saying how much they miss Mass, how much they miss being able to receive Christ in Holy Communion, because that is at the heart of our spiritual life. But the other thing that I was told is how much they miss adoration, that perpetual adoration that we have within our parish community, and how sorely so many people who have made a commitment over the years of being in the adoration chapel. Someone is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always in that time of personal prayer. And people mention how much they miss their hour of adoration. And of course, we have not been able to reopen that smaller adoration chapel. But next Sunday, we have one of those moments in our parish that is particularly important as we have the blessing of our new adoration chapel, which is much larger and therefore can even accommodate people with social distancing taking place. The adoration chapel will be open for kind of an open house just for people to see it next Saturday morning as well as late Saturday afternoon. And so we invite you, if you wish, to come and take a look at the inside of the adoration chapel. But on Sunday is when we really have the blessing of our chapel and the enthronement of Christ in the Eucharist in that chapel space. Archbishop Naumann is scheduled to be here at the 10 o'clock Mass, and immediately after Mass to go out and to bless the chapel, and you're invited to attend that celebration. But then in the afternoon at 2:30, we're going to have a procession from the church through the parking lot, winding around through the cars in the parking lot, that will end up in the chapel, and the Blessed Sacrament will be enthroned there in the chapel, and we will recommence Eucharistic perpetual adoration. I'm not sure that all of us really appreciate how important that Eucharistic prayer is, and yet it is so very, very crucial. I'm convinced that one of the main reasons that we have a strong, vital parish here at Ascension is because for years, almost 25 years, we've had Eucharistic adoration. And that is not only redounded to the spiritual good of those who have participated personally, but also it has redounded to the good of our parish, the overall spirituality, the spiritual life of our parish community and of our families. And so how important that is. It's a beautiful practice of taking just a half hour, an hour, once a week to be there in the presence of the Lord. When I was a child, my family made a holy hour, and I remember the prayer book that was there, and it always said something that bothered me. It said, Lord Jesus, lonely tonight in so many tabernacles throughout the world. Lonely tonight in so many tabernacles throughout the world. And I thought about that, and that made me just a little disconcerted. And I thought to myself, yes, there's many tabernacles throughout the world in which there's no one there praying. That is true. But Jesus is never lonely. Jesus is never lonely. We are lonely. I am lonely. Loneliness comes because we yearn for love. We learn for relationship. And yes, relationship with other people is so important to us. And that's been part of the challenge here of this social distancing, that we yearned for relationship with other people, but we also yearn for relationship with God. We need to be in touch with our own need for a deeper holiness, a deeper intimacy with God. That responsorial psalm from our Mass this evening is so beautiful. My soul is thirsting for you, my God. Yes, each one of us, when we put aside the distractions of our life, realize how much we truly yearn and thirst for God. That taking time for Eucharistic adoration is so important. And Jesus responds to us when we say, Lord, my soul is thirsting for you. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me. Spend time with me. Unburden yourself. Allow me to touch you with my presence and with my grace. That is the beautiful gift that we have in the abiding presence of Christ within the Eucharist. It would be wonderful if each and every individual, each and every family would take time to spend in the Adoration Chapel once a week. What a tremendous blessing that would be for you as individuals, for you as families. And one of the things that I've been impressed with is as we've made plans to reopen the chapel next Sunday evening, how many people who would have been doing it for years are recommitted already, recommitted to spend that time with Christ in the Eucharist. But we invite everyone in the parish to take time to be with the Lord. We have a sign-up thing on the table in the gathering area. If you want to be contacted about the possibility of taking one or other hour or perhaps to team up with someone else for adoration, we invite you to just fill out that little form there, and then you'll be contacted about that. The primary thing is our own spirituality. It's our union with Christ Jesus. That's what is talked about in that gospel today, about being filled with that oil. That oil is love of God and love of neighbor. That is the oil that truly will bring us light and light that will shine forth. It is with that oil of knowing God's love and of reflecting that love for others that we truly grow in holiness of life. Jesus invites us, come to me, spend time with me, and I will enrich and bless your life.